So the acting Minister of Health, Mamaluku Kubai Ngubane, has confirmed that the Charlotte Maxeke Hospital in Joburg will be reopened in phases. This after sections of the hospital burnt in late April and the fire was closed. Well, not late April, to be precise, the 16th of April. Oncology will be the first to open next week. This, however, was let me just read it. It's an issue that we've been trying to tackle for quite a while now on 702 Drive. She says, I think the other issue that was a challenge was around the fire doors that needed to be manufactured, and that took longer because without those, the certificates would have taken longer to be issued. Well, to try and get an update on what happens next with Charlotte Maxeke, absolutely critical as Gauteng reels under the impact of the third wave of COVID, we welcome Thabo Masebe, Gauteng Provincial Government spokesperson. Mr. Masebe, welcome and thanks very much for your time. The fire doors seem to be at the center of everything. How many fire doors are needed for Charlotte Maxeke to open completely?
Good afternoon, John. Well, I don't know the exact number of fire doors that are needed, but they could go into hundreds.
Yes.
But what we have always said was that the hospital will reopen in phases. And when we say in phases, this is based on the assessment conducted by engineers who say that we will start with the buildings that were not damaged by fire, and because then there would be less work required to address the safety issues.
Yes.
But because there was fire at the Charlotte Maxeke Johannesburg Academic Hospital, which is one entity, whether or not buildings are separate, because they are all joined by tunnels. When the fire happened, the smoke will have traveled to other parts of the hospital.
Yes.
So as part of the fire safety requirement, the city of Joburg says you need to ensure that you have proper and approved equipment to contain the fire and contain the smoke in the event that fire breaks out. So one of the key things there is the fire doors, that fire doors must be installed. We do have fire doors, but some of them are damaged or they no longer serve the purpose for which they were meant to.
So, Mr. Masebe, when did the procurement of fire doors begin, and are you only using one company as a supplier? I'll tell you why I'm asking. We've asked our listeners, and on a number of occasions, people call in and say, we make fire doors, we can have them ready in 2 weeks. And one person said, please put us in touch with the government, we'd love to help.
I appreciate that, John.
No, let me ask the question, if I may. How is the procurement of the doors being done? Is it with a single company? Is it with an existing supplier? How are you going about it?
Not with a single company. We have to follow the government procurement processes.
Yes.
In terms of the PFMA. But obviously, availability is one of the requirements. So if there's anybody out there who has these fire doors which meet the specifications, surely our Department of Infrastructure Development would be able to engage with the services of that company, because the priority is ensuring that those fire doors are procured and installed in the building.
Surely the priority is to move as quickly as you possibly can, as the province is overwhelmed by a pandemic which is leaving you with the massive shortage of beds. It seems that this is taking, given that people are saying these doors take 2 weeks to make, an extraordinarily long amount of time. I mean, the fire happened on the 16th of April. What is behind the delay?
John, it's probably one of those things, government bureaucracy, red tape, and all sorts of issues.
Surely in a pandemic, you cut red tape.
We want the hospital to open. The initial plan was to have it closed only for 7 days. but it became clear to us that you can't reopen it without addressing the safety issues.
Who is in charge of this? And who is doing the building work, for example, where building work is needed? Is it being done in-house or are you contracting out?
Of course, it's the Gauteng Department Gauteng Provincial Government through the Department of Infrastructure Development.
Are they capable of this? Are they capable of working fast?
I don't want to blame anybody at the moment, John. What we are doing as the provincial government, we are now putting pressure on everybody to ensure that we get that hospital reopened soon.
When is soon?
Soon is soon. So what we are doing
soon has to be a date, Mr. Masebe, for people whose yes. family members are being driven around up and down Gauteng looking for beds. I think soon needs to be more specific than
John,
soon.
I would say soon is yesterday, soon is today.
No. That's rhetorical. Is there a date?
I can't give you a date, John, until I am certain that all the work that has to be done, whether it's the installation of the fire doors, as soon as I get a report that all the doors have been installed and the municipality is happy with the installation, I'll be able to give you a date.
Mr. Masebe, are we weeks away? Are we months away? Are we days away?
I want the hospital to open tomorrow.
No, that wasn't my
but
question.
The hospital must open when we are sure that it is safe for all the patients and all the users, including the workers and the clinical staff.
Mr. Masebe, do you accept that in the midst of a pandemic that is claiming some lives and ruining others, that for a government of the wealthiest province in the country, it's entirely unacceptable for there to be absolutely no clarity whatsoever on when the province's largest hospital will be open?
Yes, John, it is unacceptable. I agree. It is not something that we are proud of. We really want to see this hospital reopening, but it cannot reopen until we meet all the minimum safety requirements. And currently what we are doing is to attend to the issue of the installation of fire doors. And once that is done, we will be able to get the necessary approvals from the city of Joburg and the hospital will be open.
What have your suppliers told you about when the doors will be ready?
No, the doors are currently being installed.
All the doors that are needed for the entire hospital?
No, as I said, we are working with block by block. So currently we are working on the radiation and oncology building. So that's the building where the doors are being installed. As soon as they finish installing the doors, we will then invite or submit a report to the municipality. And based on that and their inspection, they will be able to issue a safety and occupation certificate.
Let me ask the question a different way then. While you are finishing that block, have the doors for the other blocks been ordered?
The doors for all the other blocks have been ordered.
But surely if the order's been placed, there would be a delivery date. I mean, that's how it works in the rest of the world.
Yes, indeed. No, they will be delivered on time, but the work... Part of the work with the other blocks is the development of a fire plan, a safety plan, which requires the building drawings. And what we discovered after the fire was that there were no drawings for the entire hospital. The oncology block, because it was built not long ago, we were able to find the building plans.
So the building plans are missing?
They are missing, and we're currently scanning the building so that we can produce the plans of the building as it stands.
So, Mr. Masebe, let's come back to these fire doors. You say they've all been ordered. Presumably, they've been ordered from somebody who said to you they will be ready by, and they've given you a date. Can you share that date with us?
The doors are delivered, as I'm saying, to you as we are speaking.
No, I'm not talking about for the oncology block. I'm talking about the remaining ones.
No, even for the remaining blocks.
Oh, there you've got them all. They have been delivered or they're being delivered. They're two different things.
Well, remember, we're working in phases. So for the oncology, they are being installed.
Right.
And for the rest of the block, of the blocks, they are being delivered.
By when? What is the date for that?
No, they are being delivered today.
Today.
And as and when the last door is delivered, we'll be able to indicate.
Just a final question then, Mr. Masebe. Who or what department is the project manager for this initiative?
As I did say, it's the Gauteng Provincial Government.
Okay, so it's all being run by the Gauteng Provincial Government.
Yes.
Do you need help?
Well, we will have to find out from the relevant department if we do need help, and we will then call for such help.
If you could establish...
But currently, I know that the doors have been secured.
More broadly with the project, do you need help from outside private sector agencies who can come in and say, we can help, we can help this go faster?
Yes, John, but the exact nature of that help will be determined based on the reports that we'll receive.
And when will those reports be delivered?
Currently, on a daily basis now, there's a project team that is working every day. They report to us every day. They report to the Premier. And as and when we decide that we are not satisfied, we will call for external help.
Thank you very much. Thabo Masebe, Gauteng Provincial Government Spokesperson, 23 minutes past 5.